Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 9th of April, 69. And before I forget, I always seem to run out of tape, and there's so many things I wanted to mention. I wanted to thank you for your mail. Yesterday, I received 3 letters from you, all at one time. So I guess the mail got tied up a bit. But I enjoyed all of them, and I read them. Plus, I received the checks, the federal income tax return check that you sent, along with the AT&T check. I got that a few days back. I haven't even cashed them yet, because I really don't spend much money here. I think maybe I didn't mention this, or maybe I did, I'm not sure, but when I came, about 3 days after I came, 2 days really, I received $172 and some odd cents traveling pay that they gave me. They paid me right on the spot, which is good. Usually it goes through channels and it takes a week or so. So I'm still using that money, and so I have plenty of money. I haven't received any pay stubs yet. Of course, Korea, you know, owes me some money. I sent them an itinerary after I got here, so I think there's another check or two from them that will probably go to you. And our pay period ended on the 5th here, so I won't get that check for another week or two. So anyway, I'm all set financially, even though, as I said, I haven't received my paychecks from the government. But it takes a few weeks when you first come to a new place to get that regulated. I had a birthday card. I still have it here for Bruce, because, as I said, I think on the 4th he had a birthday. But I just haven't had the time to sit down and write a little note in it. You probably are hearing the chopper that is flying overhead. Again, this goes on all day and all night. if I could tell you all the things I have been doing, you would be amazed. Oh, let me first go back to some of your letters. Yes, I think you should take the European trip. I think it would be a lot of fun, and you haven't seen much of Ireland, England, and Scotland, by all means. What could be a better place in the world to go to, right? It sounds like it would be worthwhile, and again, if you need some monies, that's why I left some of the money in the account. Just go ahead and use it and have a good time. I hope you can get your vacations changed. I'm sure you'll work it out. But you might as well go now while the trip is available and you're in good health and you can scrape up the money. You can always take a short trip to the islands, Puerto Rico or something. But a European trip is a little bit larger in scope. And you don't always have the good companionship to go with you. And I know you'll have a good time if you and Ruth go. So I would just take advantage of the opportunity and go. I'm trying to recall. I know you told me that Ruth bought a new color TV. This is great. I hope it's set right for color, and once it is, I guess if you leave it alone, you're better off. So many times the colors are too vivid or extremely out of reality. Let's see. You mentioned your screen again. I'm so glad that you have it up and you like it, and that you had assistance in putting it up. And I'm anxious to hear what B's comments will be. You mentioned B and Henry may be coming down by now. I guess they've been there. And tell them hello. I have been very poor again in my writing. And once again, another chopper. I have not written to a soul, not to my mother, not to my brother, nor Don, nor anyone else. I have had very little time of my own, and the 2 days I have had off since I've been here, I have spent the entire days scrubbing, washing, and cleaning. This hooch that we have, Duchess, is, as I have told you before, it is an L shape with small, tiny rooms, 12 of these masonite. That's what it is. The walls are masonite, but it's like a, to me, it's like a thick cardboard and no ceiling, just one long tin roof from one end to the other. Well, I have made quite a stink about a number of things. And the other day I had Colonel Huebner, who is the CO of 222nd Aviation Battalion, who supports the service club on this compound. I had him down here on an inspection tour of these quarters, and he agreed with me that something had to be done. This house is directly under the flight pattern of all the choppers that land here, and we have hundreds of them. This is primarily an aviation base, even though we have 12,000 ties on this base. But the dust is something you live with every day. It's something like air. You breathe it, and you cannot separate the dust from the air, not here. I can understand everyday dust, but there are rats in this building, there are ants, there are flying termites. It is infested. To an extent, this can be controlled by spraying it, putting out rat poison, all this good stuff. But without ceilings, in other words, it's just these partitioned walls and one long tin ceiling, all the dust comes through. And of course, these buildings are built with the tropical structure. They have slats on the outside wall, has slats, of course, with holes in it, you know, for ventilation. And of course, if the air comes in, as I say, the dust comes with it. Now, he took it up with Major Ricketts, who is post-installation. He comes under Krittenberger, who is the commander of this whole post. And I had Major Ricketts down here this morning. He just left a few minutes ago, but he too agreed something would have to be done. They can do a lot of changes, make a lot of changes to the structure of the building. The other problems that exist are internal problems. Like just now, I have come from the kitchen. I have for 2 days been defrosting one of the refrigerators we have. It was rotten with food from the top to the bottom. I mean, there were things like dill pickles in big cans. There were 4 or 5 large cans open, things that were corroded with mildew, rotten, smelly, cracked eggs, rancid butter, sour milk, you name it, it was in our refrigerator. It has been in that refrigerator for God knows how many months. Well, the refrigerator door wouldn't close because the refrigerator had not been defrosted in many, many months. I defrosted it 2 days ago, and this morning I filled up a huge garbage can filled with food from the refrigerator. Everything has been dumped out. Anything that was savable, I put it in the other refrigerator that we have that is in equally bad shape, but they kept the one for food and the other one was for Cokes and soft drinks and ice cubes and what have you. So now the house girl that I hired, who is not the greatest, that's for sure. In fact, she's very bad, but I dumped it all out and put some Clorox in water and covered the whole inside with Dutch cleanser, and she is now wiping it up. That should take out some of the bad odor. And I will do the other with the other refrigerator as soon as I can. This is the fault of the females who have been living here. This is true of many things. We have 3 commodes that were 2 and 3 inches covered with dirt and mud and dust. Now, the dust that comes in every day is one thing, but the crud that builds up over the months is something else. And because they have not gotten along, the house has been let go, and it's really in a sad state of affairs. Now, Marie went home, of course, a week ago, and Bobby will be back one night this week or next week and pick up her things, and she has been transferred to a new location, so that just Linda and I will be here, and hopefully we'll have a third girl very soon, so that I think we can start new house policies. I certainly will lay the law down. I told them to save anything they wanted out of the refrigerator, because I was throwing all of it out, and it was a lot, that just an awful lot of stuff. But you see, they didn't speak with one another, and this reflected in living quarters and on the job. The work at the service club was sloppy from the word go. But how can you function and how can you accomplish something when you are not communicating? And here you live so close and you depend on one another, and here comes another chopper to add to the noise. Anyway, as I say, with a new change of personnel, I think a lot of these problems can be solved. I was also glad that Major Ricketts came this morning, because every Tuesday night, the Red Cross girls are in this area on Tuesdays, and they stay here on Tuesday nights, and they leave today, Wednesday morning. Well, last night, I had to work. In fact, I worked from 8 in the morning to 10 last night. That is a long day. That's about 14 hours. And when I came back, there was a small party going on here. The two Red Cross girls were here, and they had invited several of their friends over. And of course, they ate and drank the booze of the house, none of which they have purchased. A small thing, perhaps, but nevertheless, another thorn in the side of the people who have to live here. Last night, I asked them if they would please clean up after themselves, because I was trying to avoid any additional dirt or filth that is already in this place. They assured me they would do it, except they were tired, and they would do it this morning. They went to bed, it was about 12. Well, they never got up until after 9, about 9:15, and they were gone by 9:30. And at 9:30, in walked Major Ricketts, and I showed him the condition of the kitchen. There were eggs and bacon all over, bread, dirty plates, 4 or 5 plates. In other words, they had company, and they had fed them bacon and eggs and made drinks, and there were Coke cans, cigarettes, glasses all over, and they just walked off. Well, this won't happen many more times, if ever, because I will get a hold of their supervisor and explain this to them. Plus, it means we have to have sheets for them, which are not always available. I mean, it's an inconvenience to us. I don't mind helping out, but again, I'm not about to be abused. As I said, they're very sweet young girls, and they're just kids. They're having a ball. They're not thinking, but who needs kids? I don't need it as an extra responsibility. I have more now than I'm capable of handling at one time. So Major Ricketts backed me up 100% on this, and as I say, it was a good time for him to come over and take a look. I have scrubbed down my room to an extent. I must keep the door open or you will die, because there is no air, and I have a fan going.